This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Good afternoon, everyone. Today is Tuesday and it is the program Salt and Light. We are excited, we are expectant, we are, we are excited to be here today. We've got a special guest.
Hallelujah.
But before we introduce our dynamic guest, who is, I know, full of what God has placed on the inside of her, full of glory, full of anointing. You're going to hear a story today. I'm going to allow my husband, my better half, to greet and say hi to everybody.
Well, everybody, greetings in the glorious name of Jesus, Apostle Brian here. What a great privilege and an honor it is to be in your space, on your device, on your dial. Amen. I am so aware of the presence of God. Amen. Sometimes I don't feel Him. Amen. Hallelujah. I believe His word.
Yes.
Because I have transcended from feelings and emotions to believing the word of the Lord. And the Bible declares where two or three gathers in His name.
Amen.
So we are gathered in the name of Jesus. Mm. And although I'm sitting on earthly places, I'm also seated with Christ in heavenly places. Amen. Hallelujah. And so
hallelujah.
This is terrific Tuesday. This is thriving Tuesday. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And we're going to hear from our special guest, Pastor Delisha Howard. She reigns all the way from the United States of Kryfontein. Dicey move, shall I say. Amen. And we are here with her in the studio. And I already sense the presence, Pastor Delisha.
Yeah.
I know that God has a banquet for us.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I just spoke to Pastor Delisha just before, and already, when she was sharing parts of her testimony, I already felt the power of God.
Amen.
And I'm so
Amen.
Aware, the Bible says in the book of Revelation chapter 12 verse 11, and we overcome him, that is the devil,
sure,
by the blood of the Lamb
and the word of our testimony.
I have a testimony. And so if somebody tells me that Jesus is not real, he's not alive, I have a testimony. I've seen the Lord,
sure,
and I've experienced his power and his presence. Mm. And I could say today, Pastor Delisha, Pastor Delia, if it had not been for the Lord on our side,
Where would we have been?
Hallelujah. So we are live on Facebook. Please access our broadcast via the Radio K Pulpit page. Also on our personal pages, we are sharing it. I know, Pastor Delisha, you're sharing it. So we are available on Facebook and then on our podcast. You are also able to access the podcast via our website, which is www.radiokpulpit.com. I hope I got that right. You are able to access. You are also able to WhatsApp us on our WhatsApp line. Please comment on our Facebook page. If you've got any questions for Delisha or any one of us, please, you can put that on Facebook and we will try and respond. But we're going to go to a song and it's called In You by Yvette Luna. So enjoy and please stay tuned. Don't go anywhere.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. We are back with this powerful woman of God. I think for me, Pastor Delisha, for me personally, you know, I know that being a woman in ministry can sometimes be very challenging and, you know, with people still with the old regime, you know, and old wineskins, they cannot understand. But, you know, God is moving so powerfully in your life. And just by what you shared, it still gripped my heart this morning.
Yeah.
When I heard parts of your testimony of where God brought you out, you know, where God brought you from. You know, and today, Pastor Delisha, maybe if you want to share with the listeners, you know, who you are. I don't want to tell your story. You have a story. You know, I'm just always excited when I'm in your presence, you know, because I'm just here to learn, you know, and in the spirit, you know, I know that there's something called rank and order in the spirit. And a lot of people don't understand
that
yet.
Yes.
Amen. But we trust God even in this atmosphere that an understanding will come and wisdom will come, you know, and really honored to serve in the kingdom with you, Pastor Delisha. I've seen a couple of a couple of ministry, you know, at events. And but Pastor Lisa, feel free just to enjoy yourself and, you know, just tell the listeners who you are and what you're doing, perhaps.
Good afternoon, everybody. As you heard, Apostle Brian and Apostle Delia say that my name is Delisha. Actually, yeah, my name isn't Pastor. My name is Delisha Howard. I've been honored by God. I always say it to everybody that I meet. The grace that God has given me to be able to be called a pastor is an amazing thing. That's why I treasure it so much.
Amen. Mm.
And that is why my walk is the way it is. Because he honored me with a position.
Sure.
But the position is not my issue. Mm. I must be in the function.
Hey, yo.
Come on.
There we go.
So the position is one thing. That brings me the honor, maybe opens the door to where I go.
Amen.
But that I function in that position.
Mm. Amen.
Is what's more important to me. That I'm at ground level. You know, when I always make this joke when I'm busy ministering to people, that I'll never be the toga pastor.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
And so for me, it's always about being the best representation of who my Father is.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Being the highest form. So, so Pastor Delisha is the mother of six beautiful children, which is five boys. Five boys and one daughter.
Wow.
Yeah. And then I've got mentor sons and shadow mentors, a lot of stuff. Yeah. Anyway, so my main ministry is actually addiction. And so I'm a ministry within a ministry.
Mm.
And my senior pastor is Pastor Bradley Williams. He's from Predestined Ministries in Scottsville. And so I submit to him.
Amen.
As the senior pastor of the church. And so I'm very happy to be there. Because,
can I just stop there, yes. Pastor Delisha? You know, it's so important what you said now. I like that. And the reason why I'm stopping, Pastor Delisha, I'll give her a chance now.
Yeah.
You're submitting somewhere.
Mm. Yes. Yes.
There's many people with
you
great giftings.
You're an island on your own.
Great anointings. Mm. Great skill.
Yes.
But they are just loose. They don't submit somewhere. And it's so powerful. Praise God. I just wanted to highlight that. Thank you so much.
Listen, I think for a long time I was at loose cannon.
Mm.
I was operating. I was collaborating. But I was also at a place where I didn't belong anywhere. And so I went here and went to visit here. And one evening after, was one afternoon, I think, Pastor Bradley was driving me home from a prayer walk. And he spoke to me and he dressed that in me.
Mm.
You know, and... at first, I was like, and then God started to speak to me.
Uh-huh.
And it takes submission. Can I say that?
Yeah.
Wow.
It takes humility.
Yeah.
Because hulle roep vir my groot gees. And there's a part of me that understands what the Spirit of God has on me.
Hallelujah.
And has in me.
Amen.
Mm.
Because his hand on me is grace.
Yeah.
But his work in me.
Mm.
Is powerful.
Amen.
But it's not about me. So if it's not about me, why can't I submit to somebody else?
Whoa.
Sure.
Whoa.
Does that make sense? Delisha has died. Delisha no longer exists.
Thank you. So that automatically you become less and less and God becomes more and more.
Amen.
So it doesn't even matter.
Amen.
Who you serve. Amen. Doesn't matter their faults. It doesn't matter. You don't take offense.
Mm.
You cannot take offense.
Mm.
Sure. You know? Because offense isn't given, it's taken.
Sure.
So you need, if you're dying, if you're dead, a dead person can't take offense.
Yeah.
So in other words, Pastor Leon, Pastor Lisa, so I'm getting out of it because I'm always wanting to learn.
Yes.
You know, because I've come to understand that I've never come to a place that I have arrived.
In fact, last
Sunday I was ministering on the glorious humility of Christ, you know. And so leadership, in essence, Pastor Delisha, it's not a position occupied, but it's an influence exercise.
It's an influence exercise.
You're exercising, you're influencing other people.
But you see, it is how God has blessed us. He's given us the power, but it's harnessed power.
Sure.
Mm.
It's harnessed power. Sure. So you walk into the room, you take authority, but everybody in the room doesn't understand what you've just done.
They just
understand that you're in the room and there's something about you that is powerful. But it's that Holy Spirit power that is harnessed within you.
Praise God.
So, you know, you mentioned something very powerful as a drinking in the spirit. We need to stop knowing each other by the flesh and start knowing each other by the Spirit of God. Because if you cannot recognize what I am in the Spirit, then you don't really truly know me, do you?
Absolutely.
Wow.
So, having going back to my to my six children, and I also have 10 grandchildren.
Wow.
Of which the youngest is 2 months old. Oh,
wow.
My goodness. So little Aaliyah Joy was born to us 2 months ago. We're busy praying for my grandson, Ramos, and I really want to ask for apostolic prayer over his life. He's just discovered that he doesn't have the heart defect, because I've already said God's report.
Amen.
But the doctors have said, that is what the doctor said, but my God says.
Yes.
My God says, they can't even believe that this child is alive. Can I tell you that? That's a little miracle. At 8 months old is a miracle.
Wow.
And walking at 8 months old. Anyway, so that is what God gave me. That is my family. And so I have an elder son that has his own ministry. I have a second elder son that is a sensei and stands in ministry with me. Plays the drums, worships. At the moment, he's standing in for the youth leader. And then I have another son that's ordained in ministry.
Wow. So there's an inheritance. There's an heritage. There's a heritage.
Whoa!
There's a heritage. There's a heritage.
Listen, the purpose of God.
Hallelujah.
And then I've got my little, I call him my baby son, but he's not so baby anymore. And I'm still praying that God would restore that relationship. And then I've got my daughter, Hannah. Hannah works really hard, but I'm really praying for the Lord to get her into a place in ministry. Because of her work commitment, she really cannot, you know, do as much as she would love to. But she also runs her own NPO called Help a Sister Out Foundation. She helps girls that does matric balls. And then I've got my baby son, and he's 20 years old. Born again, baptized, living for God, worships. I am thankful as a mother. Listen, I lost all my children. Can I tell you?
Jeez.
I lost them. My eldest son went on his own. My second eldest son went to my mother. My three children went to their father, and it took me 2 years to get them back.
Sure.
And I want to say to a mother out there that is sitting and you're at the end of your world. There were times that I felt like my entire world crashed. Especially when my children were at Pastor Brent van Wyk, he was the one that was the last one to come in, literally come back home. And on my birthday, 2.5 years later, he came back to me.
Awesome.
I want to tell you something. I have prayed my children into purpose. I fight for them on a spiritual level like no other mother does. I fight Satan for my seed. I fight him for my children's purpose.
That's so powerful.
I fight him for my grandkids. I fight him. I said, you will not have my seed. You can move all around me, but you will not touch my children. Sure. Listen. And does he move around me? But even my little granddaughter, when she hears me in the middle of the night, busy praying in tongues, she says, Ma, was something wrong in the room? That as I heard you say the blood of Jesus.
that is so powerful.
Sure.
I want to address that when we come back, because many women do not realize that they are, oh, God has given them the power and the anointing to be a gatekeeper. That whatever they allow, so it shall be. And whatever they disallow,
so
God will hear from heaven.
Yes.
You know, we lay down and we accept all that the enemy brings our way without taking up our authority. But we're going to go to a song just so very quickly, and then we'll come back, Pastor Alicia. To everyone else, please don't go away. We'll be back, and the song is called Alive. We are back, and we are listening to Pastor Alicia, who said something so profound before we went to music. She was saying that she has been praying her children through. She's been praying their destinies through. And I just want to highlight that this afternoon, Pastor Alicia, because many women, we cry and we seek counsel and we seek a best friend to talk to, and you know, but that doesn't change
anything.
We haven't learned as women to rise up as
and
warriors,
be militant in the spirit,
militant, you know, contending for what God has given us. I say to our church all the time, you have an inheritance. God has given to each person an inheritance. Psalm 16, the boundary lines have fallen for me in pleasant places.
Yes,
I have a good inheritance. And so you have to fight and contend to keep it, because the enemy will do anything to steal.
Get our seed.
You know?
So
continue to share. You've been praying them through.
Listen, I think there's a place that we need to get to. Because everybody thinks that the fivefold ministry only rests with individuals. God has given each one of us a responsibility to be ministers of the gospel.
There we go.
Amen.
Whether we are teachers, whether we are apostolic, whether we are evangelist, whether we are prophets, we can speak a prophetic word over our children.
Amen.
And time, the thing that we say over them is the thing that they're going to become.
True.
And very often, we've already spoken over our children. You know, when we come back and say, you are so naughty. You've said it.
Yeah.
Now you need to cancel those words. I spoke to a teacher at AME Primary this morning. She said, I said, cancel those words right now in the name of Jesus, because whatever you say will be. Whatever you say, the enemy has access to.
So I believe that, Pastor Alicia, when God gives you these children, these gifts, it's a responsibility.
And
you
other
know,
gifts.
To obviously to nurture, to steer, to speak into their life. I remember this testimony. My daughter was in Spain.
Yeah.
And she was working there for about 6 months. She was working with her Joanna's shows and whatever.
Yes.
And I had a dream. The Lord showed me a dream. And the Lord, in the dream, I dreamed that this man, the Lord gave me his name.
Sure.
The Lord said his name is David in the dream. The Lord described, I saw this, the Lord showed me his clothing in the dream.
God.
You know, and the Lord said, you know, this man, this guy, he wants to be malicious. He wants to do something.
Ulterior motives.
Ulterior motives with your daughter.
Yes.
You know, I phoned her up. I'm in Cape Town, South Africa. She's in Spain.
Yes.
But listen, the Spirit
of
the Lord.
Spirit of God. Ooh.
There's no distance.
There's no distance with God.
And it's because it's my responsibility and I'm accountable.
Yes.
Because God has given me these gifts.
Yes.
And I said, you know, Michaela, there's this guy.
Yeah.
His name is David.
Yeah.
I give the description of his clothing. I give the description of how
that
he
is
looked.
How powerful God is.
And I said, you must watch out for this man. My daughter freezed.
She said she met the
David. She met David. She met the clothing. The clothing that I, the height, the length, everything. And she knew already. And then, because he wanted to go back, you know, come back.
Yeah.
And she said, please don't.
You
know, so she was warned.
You.
You know, we were warned by God in a dream.
Prophetic.
And I want to say to every mother,
prophetic,
father out there, speak life over your children.
Yes.
We are prone to speak the situation and the reality.
Yes.
But instead of speaking the truth of God's word, die kind van my gaat nie regkom nie.
There. Hy gaan nie regkom.
Hy's net soos sy pa. So gemos as sy pa. And we use these low
Dan.
Things. You know, but Pastor Delisa, there's your children. But then the spiritual children.
Yes, I've got.
You minister to
a lot.
Drug addicts, ex-drug addicts. It's a great responsibility.
Huge.
How do you cope? How do you manage?
Whoa, I'm too busy for my own good. I'm too busy. And everybody says you need to rest. And so everybody, I want to tell you, I'm not even sure, did I greet everybody? I don't even know. Hello, everybody, if I didn't greet you. I want to say it to you, however, that there's a theory in the earth that says that your child is my child.
Mm-hmm.
I take that very seriously, the Ubuntu theory.
Yes,
I take it very seriously that when I walk into a home, when I'm doing a counseling session, when I am at a school, when I am, you must see the response.
Mm.
When the kids see me, they run to me because they know there's a hug there.
Mm.
There's love there. You know, so I'm at schools.
Sure.
I'm at, I do some work at Escott King. I do Friday evenings with men in recovery.
Sure.
I have a mentor son that's resident in my home.
Sure.
Because it is important that we help wherever we can. I've got 2 counseling sessions at the moment with 2 young men. There is the list just goes on and on and on. I was invited to Akwali High School on Friday.
Mm.
Have you seen 400 children do the sinner's prayer?
Wow. Hallelujah.
Have you seen 600 children say, Father, I need help? Have you seen the prayer line?
I want to ask you, what is it that motivates you to go out and make a difference?
Ooh,
what,
for Jesus' what sake. Is it? For Jesus' sake. One more for Jesus' sake. It's about the kingdom of God.
Mm.
It's about advancing that kingdom. It's about having a footprint.
But why is it not enough to just go to church?
It's never enough.
For you?
For me, it's never enough. You see, God, yes, he's taken us to a building. Yes, he's housed us. And some of us have synagogues and some of us have church buildings that we go to.
Yeah.
And you know, the Bible instructs us never to forsake the gathering of the saints.
Yeah.
And that is always in the back of my mind because, you know, I had old school parents.
Mm-mm-mm.
And I lost my mother in February of this year. My mom passed away this year in February.
Sure.
And it was, and everybody is expecting me to mourn this woman.
Yeah.
Everybody is expecting me, this warrior that birthed me and taught me faith and taught me resilience and taught me the ways of God. How do you mourn somebody like that?
Sure.
How don't you celebrate that life and say, I'm going to be like her and greater?
Hallelujah. Because this is the will of God for our lives.
Precisely.
You know, because the Bible says that our children will do great exploits.
Oh, my goodness.
So our roof is their beginning.
Is their beginning.
Yeah.
You know,
absolutely.
And it's so powerful what you're saying, Pastor Delisa, you know, in terms of how you influence. So you're really influencing.
On different levels.
On different levels.
On
and
different levels.
Just being a light. And I read something on Facebook this morning, you know, I just want to read it quickly to the listeners, if I may.
Yeah.
Just give me a moment. And it's so powerful, Pastor Delisa, you know, that we are in, I believe,
that season.
And I believe also that we are in the right place at the right time, because the Bible says that the righteous man's steps are ordered by the Lord. So when you go to these places to, you know, your steps are ordered by God.
Ordered.
You are on a sign by God. And it says here, this is out this morning.
Yeah.
You will not impact the world by faithfully going to church. You will impact the world by faithfully being the church when you go into the world.
Sure. Powerful. Powerful, exactly. That's exactly what I love.
Hallelujah.
That in a nutshell. And to make sure that everybody that encounters me, whether they pull up in a car next to me, whether I'm in a restaurant, whether I'm talking to just an ordinary human being, a waiter, to make them feel the love of the Father.
Sure.
To make them understand that they need relationship with God if we're going to be doing our life that we are busy with right now.
Sure.
The season, the Bible says the days are evil.
Mm.
What are we doing without God? We are nothing without him.
Yes.
And the power that we are able to get when we are And I know the people are happy to talk about God the Father, and they're happy to talk about Jesus. But when it comes to the Spirit of God and what we can do via His authority that God has mandated us with,
sure,
then we get unraveled.
Yeah.
We don't want to baptize people in the Spirit of God anymore because we don't like this whole Holy Spirit thing.
Mm.
But what are we going to do without Him?
Exactly.
We need that kind of power. Because we're not just on an ordinary building assignment. We're on a kingdom assignment.
Exactly.
The world outside needs to know that Jesus.
you're actually giving me, this. The Lord spoke to me a couple of weeks ago. And what if the Holy Spirit depart? And the Lord wants me to minister that word. And you just bring it to remembrance. It's just a highlight.
It's crazy.
Jesus.
We are going to come back. We are going to come back and unpack that in Jesus' name. We're going to go to a song quickly, beloved. The glory of the Lord is in this place today. The song is called Running Into Love. Hallelujah. Oh, don't go anywhere, beloved.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. What a great privilege and an honor. Pastor Delisha, you know what? You know, when you're in the time, in the spirit.
Yeah.
Like, there's so many... Ek weet nie eens wat angry om hierdie waar te sê, because there's such a
I'm multifaceted, yeah.
There's such a richness of the atmosphere of the kingdom of God,
sure,
you know, on the inside of you.
I think
it
boils over.
Boils over. And, it's so Kraaifontein, the area that you minister,
yes,
so very, people are afraid,
yes,
you know, people are in dread,
yes,
you know, I see the shootings,
oh,
innocent people, there's blood, yeah, crying out,
yeah,
on the streets of Kraaifontein, and not only, yeah, Kraaifontein, you know, Hanover Park,
yeah,
you know, Mitchell's Plain, you know, the one father, this one person, their son was shot in the face,
yeah.
And they could not recognize his face.
Yeah.
The dad could recognize.
That was Elsie's River.
Elsie's River.
Over.
Elsie's River. And over.
It's very sad.
You know, people on the Cape Flats. You know, we are at war with the enemy. And the enemy now has upped his game.
That's
also one of the reasons, I believe, Pastor. The Lord said to me, Pastor Delisha, when we started Light Ministries, the Lord said that the kingdom of God is twofold. And I was like, twofold? What are you meaning? What are you saying, God?
Yeah.
You know, the Great Commission, the Lord said the Great Commission has become a great suggestion and not a commission. We have to, we are commissioned by God.
Amen.
So as much as we invite people to come to church, at the same time, we must also go.
Yes.
Amen, Pastor Delisha.
Absolutely.
So you're doing prayer walks tomorrow, I believe that.
Yes, I'm joining KPWN tomorrow on the prayer walk. I think the prayer walk is in Bernardino Heights. From, I think it's Pastor or Apostle Tom Marcus Church in Bernardino Heights. I think it's the Reformation Church, if I'm not too mistaken, something Reformation. Come I say, in Scottsdean, when I was resident in Watsonia Park and in North Pine, in Scottsdean what I did was I asked the people to allocate places where children had died.
Wow.
And what I did was we created a march, and Scott's Dean High, Principal Mr. Lynx, gave me his school to move from. That man, he's an amazing man, used to give me his school to move from, and we would visit the places where these young men died.
Sure.
And pray at those places.
Mm.
Because there's always somebody that wants to pick up blood because of gangsterism.
Yeah, yeah.
But when you as a child of God comes and you come and put the blood of Jesus over that blood,
sure,
that thing will not call for revenge.
Mm.
Amen.
It will not call for revenge.
Amen.
Because the blood of Jesus covers everything. There is such a power in the blood of Jesus.
Sure.
And as the church of God, as the kingdom mandated church of God, it's time for us to encounter Him again.
Hmm.
Even as ministers and as men and women of God, We tend to think that because we're at the helm of what's happening at our communities, we need prayer.
Mm.
We need God to rise up in us with such a force that we don't fear.
Sure.
So that we come out and we say, I'm ready to be counted for Jesus.
But that's the truth, Pastor Talisa, because rightfully that what you said earlier on, you said we pray in the name of the Father and the Father God, you know, but the Spirit
of God.
You see, when I read the Bible, you know, in content and in context, I find to believe that every time when the Spirit of the Lord came upon people,
they did mighty exploits for God.
When the Spirit of God came upon
undeniable
David, on Daniel, on Samson. When the Spirit of God came upon Stephen, they were not afraid to lose their lives.
And we
went into the air.
And we're supposed to be fearless.
Mm. That's
fearless in the face of evil. How is it that we backtrack when Satan shows his hand?
Yeah.
How is it that we that are powerful in the Spirit, we that are supposed to be the forerunners in our communities, we're silent?
I'll never forget.
Amen.
We went to Gympie Street in Woodstock those years when I just gave my life to Jesus. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon me.
Sure.
And there was this group of gangsters standing on this corner.
Yes.
But, you know, people looked at them as gangsters and, you know, low lives.
Yeah.
But I just felt the love of God. That because of the Spirit of God. And I walked straight into them, in the middle of them.
Yeah.
And I just told them that Jesus loves
you.
It's when the
Spirit of God.
Amen.
You don't understand. You really don't understand what you possess unless you go.
Sure.
True.
You cannot. How are you going to know what you've got inside of you?
Yeah.
You see, because the Bible says, the Bible itself gives us the ability. He said, what did Jesus himself say? I will give you the power to tramp on serpents and scorpions. It will by no means harm you.
Mm. Mm.
Now, I take the Bible very literally.
Yeah.
Me too.
By application, listen, if God says,
uh-huh.
And if Jesus says, and the Holy Spirit convinced, I'm so there.
Mm.
Because just this morning, I said a prayer at Amy Primary. I said to the grade 6, "Mag ek toe julle oë vir pastor asseblief, mag toe." And I harnessed an atmosphere and I brought down a stronghold.
Hallelujah.
So that there's peace. The Bible says that Jesus said, greater things than me will you do? So why aren't we doing the greater things?
Because we don't believe.
We are not believing God for the supernatural anymore. We're not believing God for the signs, wonders, and miracles anymore.
What you said?
We are not believing.
Pastor Dilly said that this morning.
That was my words this morning.
Sure.
Getting ready. I said to
Brian. Get ready. Wow. There's a power in the earth.
Amen.
And God is getting ready to use us mightily for his kingdom. So what does he have to do?
I firmly believe that we are living in the last days.
Sure.
And that we are living in Joel 2:2. You know, because it is, you know, we have to search our learners, for example, for knives and guns in their bags coming to school.
Yes.
But I believe that when the Spirit of the Lord comes upon our young men and young woman, just as the word says, they will hand in the guns.
Yes.
They will hand in, you know, because, you know, Pastor Delisa, when I was arrested by the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, when I got born again, not in the church, the Spirit of the Lord came.
You encountered him.
And it's that encounter
that's going to make the difference. Listen, can I say, in the behind the scenes journey of my life, I want to say this. I think if my father was alive today and my mother, they would probably say I was the most rebellious child they had.
Mm.
Wow.
My mother said, "Jay, really worry, my kid."
It's usually the rebellious one.
Now, the principal of Ryland's Eye, way back in the day, looked at that rebellion and said, "I'm going to take that and make you a leader."
Exactly.
He made me the head prefect of Ryland's Eye.
What?
3 years in a row. Today I'm sitting here. Influence.
Yeah.
Influence. You see, we think that the child that is rebellious is a naughty child. That child is a powerful leader.
Yeah.
So
it just needs to be turned around for positive.
Exactly.
And what you speak over him will determine. Most addicts, I can tell you, God has given me a love for addicts that supersedes. Look, I love people. Can I tell you, I love the people, I love the church people, and I can love on them, and I can hug them, and I can pray the peace of God over them, and I can pray deliverance. But when I see an addict, something happens in me. Son, can you please just reverse the car? I just want to say something to that young man. Son, can you just stop your mom? He just wants to get out. I just need to talk to that guy.
I'm compelled.
Doesn't God say that in Romans? He says the love of God is supposed to compel us. Now, having said that, why aren't the ministers, the pastors, the bishops, the apostles, what are we not doing on the streets? So for 2 months at Predestined Ministries now, we are going into an open air period of our church, where we don't go to the house of God, we go to the streets. So we have no meetings in the church at all. Our meetings is in the streets.
Wow.
So we allocate different places where we are going to have open airs. And that is the mission. The commission is to go into all the world and preach the gospel. How are they going to hear, the Bible says,
If nobody
goes?
If you take the gospel, when you look at the word gospel, Pastor Delisa, when you take the two first words out, which is sitting under a spell.
Yeah.
Of religious stuff.
Yes.
That just keeps us busy.
Yes. We're just doing, you see, what we do is, it's a very simple thing. When God speaks about Moses in the Psalms, he says, the Israelites saw the works of God. But Moses knew the ways of God.
Sure.
You see, we need to go back and infiltrate that encounter that we had. We need to have another encounter with God so that we can become passionate about the mission that He's given us. So that mission becomes the commission.
Sure.
Because we have to co-mission it together. Hook arms together forward.
Amen.
Powerful.
But we are so busy in our own little silos. Je kan nie my mense kry nie. Is dit jou mense nie? Is God se mense?
Sure.
It's the people of God.
It's His people.
God has given you the ability to shepherd over them, to steward them. And therefore, and I said it in that meeting on Saturday afternoon. I said, God in His word says the greater judgment will fall on us that know that God has given the fivefold function too.
Sure.
But I go to a fun day at Bedisa and I'm the only pastor. Can't be. Where's the people that, where are the pastors that is resident in that place? Why are we not making ourselves available to social development, to SAPS? So we have this crime prevention thing. But there's a greater purpose. SAPS themselves need prayer.
True.
They
true
see
story.
So much. There's so much. These people are burdened. They're broken. With all, can you imagine seeing people murdered every day?
Every day. And
can
not
you
affect
imagine
you
see
somehow?
These mangled bodies every day?
Sure.
How does one human being handle that kind of death?
And violence. Sure.
We need to start praying for these institutions.
We really do, eh?
Because the people are stoning them at the moment.
I think the pastors and the leaders are very busy being under Satan's yoke. Busy with nonsense, that stuff.
They know the works of God. But Moses knew the ways of God.
Hallelujah.
Secret place living. Secret that when you come out of that secret place, that you come by fire.
And by force.
And by force. The violent.
Take it by force.
Take it by force.
Wow.
And so there's a powerful, we need to encounter. You know, the day when I encountered Jesus, I remember that day clearly.
Mm.
I was. Somebody sat behind me and they said, Pastor, that time I was just Delisha. I wasn't the pastor yet. Mm. They said, Delisha, I just heard the angels singing behind you. And I'm like, what are you talking about? And immediately, the Spirit of God, there was a presence of God next to me. And I promise you, I encountered him. I sat with him. And he held me and said, my girl, I've got you. And that day was 2 years after my divorce. 2 years, and the shackles fell off me.
Wow.
As God commissioned me for ministry. Today I'm sitting here in this, and I want women and men to hear me, young people hear me. God has got purpose on your life. Come into alignment with his word and with his ways and with who he is, with the Spirit of God, so that you can be mandated for the earth and for the kingdom of God.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And that is the most powerful place to be.
Sure.
Pastor Delisha, I want to ask you to just quickly encourage the believer that believes that they can't make impact. That believes that their life, you know, is meaningless. If you can, in 2 minutes, just encourage and then also pray after that for everyone listening, that they will truly rise up and realize how they are needed to be salt and light in the earth right now at this time and at this season.
It's important. If you're a believer and you're listening to my voice this afternoon, I want to call you from your place of lethargy. I want to call you out of that place where Satan has got you bound and you're sitting in front of an idol or an altar that you've erected in your life. Whatever it is, you need to arise this afternoon and again receive the faith that you need to have in this mighty God that we serve, and believe in your heart again and say, Father, I surrender to you. It is in your surrender as a child of God. It is in your humility as you come to the Father and say, Father, use me in this time in the mighty name of Jesus. There is nothing that he wouldn't do for you. There is nothing that he wouldn't provide for. He's God eternal. And he wants you to come out of that sleep, out of that slumber in the mighty name of Jesus. I want to encourage you. Lift up your eyes to the hills from whence cometh your help. Your help cometh from the Lord, who makes heaven and earth. It's in your mouth. Your change, your 360, your transformation is in your mouth. Speak prophetically over your life. God is able to make all things work to your good. He is able to lift you from this place.
Thank you, Father.
And so I want the children of God to hear me this afternoon. That he's able. He's never left us destitute. He promises to never leave us nor forsake us. He promises, and when he makes a promise, he's a covenant-keeping God. And he made a new covenant with us.
Thank you,
Father. I come to you in the name of Jesus. And I declare this afternoon over the airwaves the divine nature of God over us. That is kind. That is love. That is powerful.
Thank you, Lord.
That is good. That is truth. That is the way. That is life. That is healing. That is redemption. That is salvation. Oh God, that is your banner. He sings over you with love. Oh Father,
thank you, Lord,
that you pursue us with all of your heart, God.
Amen.
This afternoon I pray in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
For every listener that is listening this afternoon, Father, that their spirits will be harnessed, will be stirred this afternoon by the power of the Holy Spirit, that you will know that you are his and he's yours, and that you belong to him, and that he loves you with an everlasting love.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Father, that you presence yourself in this place. Thank you that you're my God and that there's no shadow of turning with you. Your yes is yes and your no is no.
Thank you, Father.
And Father, I declare, God, that you, Father, will get all the glory. It belongs to you. That you get all the praise. It's yours, God. That the honor belongs to you, Father.
In Jesus' name.
Because we, God, what you've given us, we cannot even have enough tongue to say thank you.
Thank you, Father.
And we're so grateful to be your children.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
And that we love you with all of our hearts.
Thank you, Heere.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Father, we pray for Pastor Lisa's grandson.
Yes,
we
Lord.
Declare
yes,
and
Lord.
Decree
in the name of Jesus.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes. Healing,
that
healing.
He will live and not die. And see the salvation of the Lord
yes.
is God.
Child
in the land of the living.
Of Jesus.
In the
Jesus.
Mighty, glorious name of Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father, that as we step into this new year,
thank
Rosh
you,
Hashanah,
Lord.
Lord, your spirit will be poured out
Jesus.
On all flesh in Whoa. Jesus' mighty name.
Like
thank
never
you,
before. A blessed, blessed day, a wonderful new year as we enter in 5786. Be blessed, beloved. Have a wonderful day. This was so powerful. Thank you once again, woman of God.
You
are
so much,
truly
Pastor
Lisa. So full. And we definitely, definitely, it cannot be the last. It cannot be. I think we've literally scratched the surface. So thank you so
thank
much
you.
For being
thank
with
you
us
for
today.
Having me.
Amen.
Praise
thank
God.
You.
See you, beloved.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit. 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.